themselves. There's no talk of any Czech athletes boycotting the Beijing Olympics, but some members of the team have expressed reservations about the games being held in China. One of the Czech athletes with the strongest views on the matter is world javelin champion Barbora Špotáková.
I was really upset when they were deciding where the Olympics will be. At that time, there should be a lot of protests, not now. It's nonsense that this time to make the protest, because it's already prepared and all the sportsmen are looking forward and they want to meet with all the world sport and I'm not happy with that. I'm really not happy with this.
So you won't then, I mean, the Czech athletic body has said, you know, athletes should not take part in any protest, but you are not planning to take part personally in any protest then?
No, of course I'm not satisfied with the ecology activities in China or with the social problems, but I'm not going to make a protest now, because I'm a sportsman and I go to Olympics for sport, and I don't want to mix politics and sport. I don't think it's a good thing.
So can I ask you, what exactly is your problem with the Olympics being held in China? What's the thing that sort of makes you least happy about this decision to hold the Olympics there?
Well, of course I think the Olympics should not be held in not democratic country. I don't think it's a good thing, because the Olympic thought it's really different. It's about connecting people with a good thought with sport, and not to mix really politics with sport.
What about Czech politicians? Do you think it's right for them to go to the Olympics? Because they're not sports people, they are politicians. And, you know, the cabinet's currently discussing it.
If you don't agree with the Olympics, you should not go there if you are politics. Really, because they're going evidently against their own opinions, and it's evident, you can see it, it's apparently, so it's not good.
Do you think at least that maybe this has been good, all of this uproar about the Olympics in China, to highlight some human rights abuses in China and to highlight some of the problems that maybe there are in China right now? Do you think that the Olympics in this way has been quite good publicity actually for these things?
Well, that's true. That's for me it seems it's a really good, but it's, I say the opposite thing now, because it's the opportunity to show the problems. But maybe it will highlight the problems, but they should be solved afterwards, and of course not to mix with the Olympics, but really to divide the problems and then solve it afterwards.
To what extent do you think sports and politics should mix, and are you unhappy that they've been mixing so much recently because of this question of the Olympics being held in China?
Well, for me, the good statement is when you are a sportsman, you go there for sport, but you are able to say what you think. It's my protest that I can say I don't agree with how they treat the environment. I don't agree with the social politics in China and with the Tibet questions or other things. I can say that. That's my right as a sportsman. But I will go there and I will sport, because I also value that the Chinese people prepare the Olympics. I value that there must be a lot of people working on preparing the Olympics. And they have also a good thought to meet the whole world in China and to celebrate sport.
One of the Czech Republic's biggest medal hopefuls, the world javelin champion Barbora Špotáková, who I spoke to earlier today.